God for those who mourn in Zion, give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up in the ancient ruins. They shall raise up in the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall know that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom gets himself with garland, and the bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as the garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is read in unison.
The Lord has poured his glory in Zion, and then will be not those who drink.
Tumultuous shouts of joy. And they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us.
We are glad indeed.
Heard
to the Lord, like the water courses of the Negev.
Those
tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out with weeping carry the seed. Carrying the seed will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves.
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless of our Lord Jesus. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will keep us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.